Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm Mike Clark, podcast editor for the Cochrane Library. Helping people develop good eating habits early in life could have long-term implications for their health and well-being. In this podcast, Mia Parkinson, Cochrane Communications Officer, talked with Rebecca Hodder from the University of Newcastle in Callaghan, Australia, leader of the Cochrane Review of Programmes to Increase Eating of Fruit and Vegetables Among Children Aged 5 Years and Younger, the latest version of which was published in September 2024.
Welcome to this Cochrane podcast to help us understand what works and what doesn't work for encouraging young children to eat fruit and vegetables. It's a comprehensive review of 53 studies by Rebecca and her team. Welcome, Rebecca.
Hello, Mia. Thank you very much for having me.
We know that early childhood is a key time for building healthy eating habits, and those habits are likely to persist into adulthood. There are a variety of ways to try and help with this. So can you tell us a little bit about the different types of programs that your review looked at?
Certainly. We grouped the healthy eating programs into six categories. So these were child feeding practices, like repeatedly offering children vegetables, multi-component programs, which combine several strategies. So things like programs that aim to change a preschool policy and a child nutrition education component as well, parent nutrition education, child nutrition education, child-focused mindfulness, or providing families with fruits and vegetables.
That sounds wide-ranging. What are the key findings on how these programs affect children's fruit and vegetable intake?
Firstly, for children 5 years old or younger, we found that child feeding practice programs and multi-component programs probably lead to small increases in their intake of fruit and vegetables in the short term, which we defined as less than 12 months. While parent nutrition education programs may lead to little to no increase. And because of the small number of studies we found focusing on child nutrition education and other programs like child mindfulness, it's actually uncertain whether those programs are effective in increasing child food and vegetable intake.
That's some encouraging news. Alongside the benefits, did you find out anything about the potential negative outcomes or the cost of delivering these programs?
Yes, overall, across the 53 included studies, only three looked at negative outcomes and cost. And these found that no negative outcomes are associated with these programs, and the cost of delivering the program was equivalent to about $35 per family in one study and about $1,500 per childcare centre in another.
Oh, it's good to know that the positive impacts don't seem to be accompanied by significant drawbacks. So can you summarise the key takeaways from this review for our listeners?
Absolutely. In summary, the review highlights that some programs targeting the fruit and vegetable consumption of children aged 5 years and under can have a positive impact. We've found that certain strategies to boost their fruit and vegetable intake have a small but positive effect, which was about 16 grams a day. Although these small effects may not seem like much, they can actually make a big difference when they're applied on a larger scale at a population level. So this means that our review provides really important information to guide policymakers and practitioners in developing effective strategies for young children. However, more research is needed, in particular to increase the certainty of the evidence, and it's especially important that future research both assesses and reports the unintended negative outcomes of the strategies and provides details on their costs.
So what's next for this review?
I'm really glad you asked. We have maintained this review as a living systematic review since 2017, and it's actually its sixth update. We're calling it a living systematic review because we conduct regular searches for new evidence. In our case, we do this monthly, and we aim to republish the review each time the new evidence would change our conclusions or our certainty in the evidence. And in this way, we're able to continually incorporate the new evidence as it's generated and provide users of the review with the most up-to-date evidence on this topic.
Thanks, Rebecca, and thanks for sharing these valuable insights with us today. To finish, if listeners want to learn more about the updated evidence, how can they get hold of the review?
Thanks, Mia. The review is available online at cochranelibrary.com. A search for children and vegetables will show a link to it.